Anya hunched over her laptop and started composing a post for alt.archaeology.esoterica, the newsgroup she favored so much for its candid information on many of the more obscure topics relating to history and relics. She hesitated, trying best to make sure she didn't come across sounding like a lunatic. After a moment, she collected her thoughts and began to type.
Does anyone know anything about the Japanese martial art of ninjutsu? I've met someone claiming to be involved with this art, and I'd like to know if they might be legit. Thanks.
She leaned back and crossed her arms. It could take hours before anyone would respond, giving Anya plenty of time to think over the night's events. She decided on a long, hot soak in the deep tub that sat in the corner of her small bathroom. Everything in Tokyo seemed as if someone had pressed the reduce button on a copy machine, but the tub looked large enough for her. A rush of hot water blossomed and streamed into the tub. In seconds, steam filled the air, and Anya realized she was suddenly overdressed. With her pants and turtleneck off, she ran her eyes over her skin, doing a basic damage inspection from the tournament. Nezuma's kicks had left some nasty welts. She could see purplish bruising above her ribs and on the backs of her legs. His punches had also left souvenirs. She frowned. Someday she'd get him back. And the idea of him flat on his back while she stood over him as a proud victor definitely appealed to her. Steam blossomed from the full tub. She knew the Japanese favored hot baths for their health benefits and the relaxation they provided. Anya gritted her teeth. As she allowed her stress to melt away, she found herself replaying the day's events. Specifically, she focused on Ken and his strange past. Certainly, she hadn't come to Tokyo to get involved in the hunt for some relic. Japan was supposed to be for herself only, away time from the stress and pace of her vigorous lifestyle. Not that fighting in a martial arts tournament was the kind of prescription most vacation-bound folks would equate with rest and relaxation, but for Anya, it enabled her to play to some extent, without it being a matter of life and death. And since so much of her life lately had revolved around serious fighting, Anya also felt that any time spent practicing was time spent well.
He is handsome, though.
Anya's eyes popped open. Had she just said that out loud? A smile flickered across her face, and she tilted her head back and rested it on the edge of the tub, her eyes still closed as the heat enveloped her. The way Ken had moved in the restaurant earlier played across the screen of her mind. Anya slowed the reel down and tried to study how he had managed to thwart the gang without even appearing to break a sweat. If Anya had even a small percentage of the same skill, Nezuma would be the one nursing not just bruises, but his wounded ego as well. If ninjutsu truly did still exist, and Anya had a chance to see a class being taught, there was no way she'd turn down that opportunity. She didn't feel any particular obligation to one form of martial arts over another. Anya needed what worked. It was as simple as that. And if adding some ninjutsu to her arsenal helped her stay alive, well, bring it on. Anya's stomach tensed. Someone was in her room. She could feel the air currents being disturbed, but she heard nothing. Whoever was inside the room knew how to move in absolute silence. But movement, any movement, disturbed the air ever so slightly. It was time to get out of the tub. Instead of doing it as quietly as she could, Anya engaged a different strategy.
Oh, that felt good.
The door to the bathroom was closed almost all the way, except for a gap of about 5 inches. Anya braced herself behind the door in case they rushed the bathroom, but she didn't think they would. If they'd meant her harm, they would have already come into the bathroom when she was far too vulnerable. She felt for the towel hanging on the hook and then mopped at her hair and shoulders. She tried to figure how best to wrap the towel so she could fight, but put it back on the hook instead. Being naked might just help her get the upper hand, if only for a second. Anya flushed her system with oxygen. Adrenaline flooded her body as it readied itself for a fight. She flexed her fists, steeled her will, and grabbed for the bathroom door. Her room was empty.
Are they gone?
Her instincts told her someone had been in the room. But now they were gone. Anya knelt and checked under the bed and at the base of the simple curtain framing her window. She carefully checked the closet as well. Otherwise, there was no place to hide in the Spartan room. A cursory glance around told her that they hadn't taken anything. Her laptop still sat open on the desktop, although the screensaver was bouncing around from a lack of activity. Anya's bags sat unopened next to her bed, and her cell phone and purse remained near the door.
Weird.
She padded back to the bathroom and toweled herself dry before pulling on a pair of sweatpants and a t-shirt. Then she walked around her room again before ending up at the window. Anya's room was on the 15th floor of the hotel. From her window, she could see the Tokyo skyline outlined in the dazzling colors of the neon spectrum. The city shone so brightly that Anya could pick out very few stars in the sky.
What?
Her window wasn't locked. Being a native New Yorker, Anya was nothing if not security conscious. All doors and windows were always locked behind her whenever she was home, and that habit stayed with her no matter where she traveled. But now her window was unlocked.
It slides open enough for a man to get through, but who would be able to get through 15 stories up from the ground? It couldn't be.
Anya padded to the desktop and brought her laptop out of its sleep mode. Once she clicked refresh, she waited for the newsgroup page to reload.
A reply already? Earl Sunday.
Earl Sunday listed himself as a professor of Asian history at some college Anya had never heard of. Probably some online institute that charged people a couple $100 for a credit or two. Of course, that was no surprise. These days, anyone with some bucks could open a school and charge people money for a degree. And sometimes they didn't even bother with the school part. Anya looked at the post.
There is no such thing as modern-day ninjutsu. Ninja were used in Japan's past, but there is no evidence or verifiable records to suggest that so-called modern exponents of the art actually engage in authentic ninjutsu training. This, despite what many claim, is the truth. Furthermore, anyone claiming to be involved with ninjutsu should have their head examined. Ninja were nothing but cutthroat assassins who were only concerned about money. They had no honor, and their historical significance is virtually nil. Japan would be far better off if there had never been such characters in her past.
Jerk. Oh, wow. 4 replies to Sunday. What does Sammy23 have to say?
Ninjutsu does exist. And if Sunday wasn't such a complete bonehead and pressed more with the words he writes than actual fact, he might do better research before displaying his idiocy to the world. The art still exists and is taught in Japan and many countries around the world by students who have returned from training with the Grand Master. Ninjutsu is a complex system of martial arts, broadly encompassing every facet of personal protection and survival. If you have the opportunity to study it with someone who knows what they're doing, I suggest you do so. Good luck.
Anya guessed Sunday had himself a bit of a reputation with ninjutsu enthusiasts, judging by the similar tone of the other responses. In fact, by the time Anya was composing her thank you note to those who had posted, 10 more people had wandered over to blast Sunday. Someone even went so far as to call him an utter coward who would never have the courage to take a class with the Grand Master and find out for himself why ninjutsu was such a great system. Anya typed her thank you note and posted it. Then she shut the computer down and climbed into her bed. She tried to relax herself enough to fade off to sleep. It wasn't working. Someone had been in her room. She just knew it. Anya closed her eyes and thought about the sword, her sword, and instantly it came to mind. She reached out for it and wrapped her hands around the hilt, but didn't draw it out. It was there if she needed it.
No use worrying about it now. The best thing to do is just sleep. Oh. Hello?
Good evening, Anya. I take it you're not asleep just yet?
Hello, Garin.
It does sound as though I woke you. My apologies.
It's late. I was headed off to Dreamland when you called. What can I do for you? How did you...
Please, Anya, let's not waste time on such trivialities. Technology being what it is today, and money always the most powerful enabler, it was no obstacle to uncover your whereabouts on your supposed vacation.
So much for anonymity.
You feeling better after your competition?
You know about that, too?
Certainly. Nice sidekick, by the way.
You're starting to annoy me now, Garin. I don't like the thought of people poking into my personal affairs. In fact, if he keeps up, I'm liable to be pretty damned cranky the next time we meet.
Which brings me precisely to that very point. We need to meet.
Why? Last I heard, you were on an extended journey to reclaim some degree of secrecy so Rue doesn't track you down and kill you for trying to kill him while he was trying to kill you for... ugh, whatever. I don't even know how you two keep score of that silliness.
Yes. Well, certain matters preclude me from worrying about my personal safety at this point. It's important that I see you.
Well, too bad. I'm not leaving Japan yet. Possibly not for a while yet, in fact.
Oh, why not?
I'm involved in something here. Something that interests me a great deal. Not that such things are any of your business.
Something? Or is it someone, Anya?
Mind your own business, Garin. I won't tell you again.
As I recall, you owe me your life. That's not exactly the kind of grateful attitude I'd expect from someone like yourself.
This conversation is boring me. I'm in Japan. You want to meet up? Come and find me. Otherwise, don't bother. I'm busy.
She curled back into bed and pulled up the covers. In moments, she was fast asleep. And not once did she dream about Garin.